We conclude our visits with University of Arkansas athletes competing for spots on U.S. Olympic teams today. The U.S. track and field trials continue through Sunday in Eugene, Oregon, and one of the last UA athletes to attempt to get a trip to London is hurdler Caleb Cross.
I hope this approaches like any other race. I mean, I just turned 21 like a month ago, so I'm there now. I'm not a junior anymore, so I'm going to be hopefully competing it against them many more times. So I'm just hopefully just going to this like any other race and just do the best I can do.
During his first 3 years at the University of Arkansas, Caleb Cross has become an All-American in both sprinting and hurdling events. That follows a high school career at Newport High School when he won state championships in hurdling events. But the U.S. Olympic trials will be the stiffest competition he's ever been part of.
I would think I would be nervous, but I'm just really more excited. I mean, I obviously got the chance to represent the USA in the World Juniors 2 years ago, so I kind of know what it feels like to get some international competition, but being able to be in Oregon and against professional athletes is just, it's just the dream come true. You know, this, ever since I was like 5 years old, I wanted to be a track runner. So other people wanted to run, play basketball or play football, but I've always wanted to run track, and this is just a dream come true, really.
His personal record for the 400-meter hurdles, 50.3 seconds. His goal for this week's U.S. trials is to break 50, go under 50 seconds. His goal since the NCAA national meet, during which he also ran other events for the Razorbacks, has been to shave off those 0.3 of a second. Caleb Cross says in an event so technical as the 400-meter hurdles, erasing 0.3 of a second is done as much with the mind as with the legs.
Especially in the 400 hurdles, it's a pretty technical race. I mean, it's really just being technical and being, it's obviously very physical, but it's very being very mental, even when you're tired. So that's my plan right now.
Even if he meets his goal and runs under 50 seconds, that will not guarantee him one of the top three spots and thus qualify him for the U.S. team bound for London. But if he doesn't go to the Olympics this summer, that's still okay, since just getting to the Olympic trials has been a goal since he could count his age on his hands. That's when he was watching legendary sprinter Michael Johnston setting records at the 1996 Olympics.
Watching Michael Johnston run in gold shoes, and like ever since then, it's always what I wanted to do. And even like I only played basketball or football just so I could get the track. So this has always been just what I want to do.
Caleb Cross will participate in the first heat in the 400-meter hurdles, which is scheduled for Thursday in Eugene, Oregon.